This is the Iowa Business Report, Wednesday edition, with support from the Iowa Business Council, a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization working to elevate Iowa's economy through leadership, research, and advocacy. More at iowabusinesscouncil.org. Employee-owned businesses have some clear advantages and are gaining in favor. Rob Moritz is president and CEO of LBS in Des Moines, which has been employee-owned for a decade.
It's a situation that's very similar to really to buying a house, in that the bank really buys the business, so to speak, and then the company pays the bank back. And not just anyone can become an ESOP. You can't just say, oh, let's do that. And you're fully vetted by the bank and by the proper channels and what they're looking for, as if you were taking out a loan to do anything. They want to know that they're going to get their money. So you've got to have a strong management team. You have to have a strong bank account. You have to have a strong plan to even just to become an ESOP. And then when you do become an ESOP, there's a lot of safeguards. So nobody in the company can just say, oh, let's do this because this is going to benefit me. There's none of that. There's the board of directors, there's the trustee. Everything is very carefully scrutinized. So any decision really has to be for the good of all the employee owners.
Learn more about LBS by listening to the Iowa Business Report this weekend on many of these stations. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from the Iowa Business Council. More, including the group's new quarterly member survey data, at iowabusinesscouncil.org. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.